The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. Whether you are catching us on our traditional platform of podcasts or radio stations or Sirius XM, we're so grateful to have you join us on the show today. We've been around for well over two decades, and we always take the approach to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
Now, if you want to hear more about the show, please visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. You can listen to past shows. If you miss part of a show that you're listening to, you can catch it there later. There's lots of great articles there as well. So we've got a really exciting episode planned for you today, and we're going to focus on why you need to love your liver and the importance of detoxification. Super duper important. You got to love your liver because your liver's a giver.
That's right. And your liver is giving more to you than you're taking in most cases. So I'm hoping that today we'll do some heavy lifting on that, because like we talked about before the show, Mel, you probably don't give your liver a lot of thought, right? Like we focus on our brain, our heart, different things like that. But your body's largest internal organ is a multitasking miracle. It's actually filtering toxins, working on your immune system to fight off infection, and storing and releasing nutrients from food so that your body can access it and use them to function. So it's very important that we love our liver. And Mel, I think when we were doing the research, as the second largest organ in your body, the liver has some 500 critical jobs. Your liver removes, like we said, the toxins, cleans medications, and clears it out of your body and breaks down all that food.
Oh yeah, it adjusts your cholesterol levels, it builds proteins, and it makes bile, which is really important. We're going to talk a little bit more about how important bile is. It helps you to absorb fat, store sugar for when you need it, and it also helps to regulate hormone levels. So, you know, for your liver, that's all in a day's work.
I feel like sometimes you're the liver of people. You're doing 500 different tasks in your life. You're keeping us all in order. You're keeping track of everything we need to do. And again, you know, we're going to talk about foods today. We're going to share with you some different things according to America's Liver Foundation. What are some things that we want to look at to be able to support our liver? And we'll probably get into that, you know, more into the next segment. But there's so many things that come up in our environment, Mel. And again, when I reference medications, we're going to talk about that in the show. People will think, well, if my doctor prescribed me a medication, why would it potentially cause my liver some challenges? And you and I were joking earlier in the show that one of the foods that they like to recommend to people who want to support the liver is by consuming liver. I think I'm going to listen to the other tips, Mel, because that's not my jam.
There are so many other far more palatable options to support your liver. And, you know, hey, there's still people out there who enjoy their liver and onions. But for me, never again, Kelly. I remember being forced to sit down at the table as a kid and sit in front of a plate of liver and onions. And basically, I fell asleep with tears running down my cheeks. And I'm like, I'm never doing this to my kids. And you know what? I've stuck to it. They don't need to eat liver and onions to be healthy. So it's an option. If you like it, please enjoy. Not dogging on you liver lovers, but as far as loving to eat it, we should all be liver lovers, but we don't all have to eat liver.
That's right. That's right. So again, we're going to share some stuff, and I think it's important. You know, we've shared, if you don't protect and nurture your liver, it can become overtaxed, like you said, and have a negative impact on our body. We have to look at our bodies as a cascade, right? Often one thing affects the other. If we're not having proper liver function, it could affect kidney function. It could affect so many different areas in the body. And with liver disease on the rise, Mel, I think 30 million Americans suffer from some sort of liver disease, mainly because it's a silent disease. You're not really hearing much about it. There are not a lot of signs and symptoms. We'll share what we know about it. But again, I think that 30 million is a very low estimate. Because when you're even talking about non-alcohol fatty liver disease, which is super on the rise and part of metabolic syndrome, there's something going on out there that people need to be aware of.
For sure. And, you know, the thing is that it is so essential that your liver is functioning properly, because essentially your liver is what's taking out the trash in your body. I mean, yes, mm-hmm. we eliminate other ways too that we don't need to say out loud. Everybody knows. Yeah. The thing is that a lot of that stuff is being processed through your liver, the things you don't want in your body, those toxins. And if you think about it this way, like, if you don't take the trash out at your house, what's going to happen to the inside of your house? It's going to turn into a cesspool. So you got to think of kind of like the liver as being your internal trash man. They're processing all the toxins. They're going ahead and they're also kind of like a recycling center. They're converting things so that it can be used in the right way. You know, they're breaking down cholesterol. There's all sorts of jobs, again, that the liver has. So, you know, if that organ is not functioning properly, hey, guess what? Your factory might start shutting down. So it's really, really important that your liver is nourished, that it's functioning optimally, because it is seriously such a center for so many important functions in the body. But detoxification is very key. So, Kelly, there's some really great information from the American Liver Foundation about things we can do to help our liver.
Yeah, and I think we kind of know it, right? Number one would be maintain a healthy weight. Easier said than done, okay? Like, I know that we need to do that, but sometimes people can have, and I just want to give this little caveat because I don't want to, you know, give such an obvious recommendation, even though we're relying on a wonderful foundation. You may be struggling with hormone issues. You may have a thyroid issue. But I want you to just be aware that even make little modifications, we're not telling you to just eat carrots and never have a hamburger again. Like, that's not the kind of show this is. We are telling you to maybe find balance and doing an 80-20 rule of really putting good nutrients within your body, but allowing yourself that treat. So that being said, yes, if you're obese or somewhat overweight, which 70% of the population is, you're in danger of having a fatty liver that can lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, one of the fastest growing forms of liver disease. So weight loss can play an important part in helping you to reduce that. About a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. A lot of that had to do with my autoimmune condition. I decided to go on keto. I was eating a large amount of fats. The body wasn't able to properly metabolize it with my particular system. So my cholesterol raised a little bit, and my ASH and my AST, anybody familiar with blood work out there, when you get that, showed that I did have fatty liver disease. And so again, making some modifications personally for me, adding in some nutrients, changing some food modifications, there are ways around that. So I feel like I just want to be honest about that, Mel, because when you tell somebody who is overweight, or maybe they've been put in a situation or have some underlying condition going on where they're gaining a little bit of weight, that's the last thing they want to hear is maintain a healthy weight.
No, and you know what, Kelly, I totally agree with you. And it's funny because my husband's in like the world of being a medical provider. You know, he's a medic. So he's a paramedic, and he actually is a flight paramedic too. But we've talked about this so many times because oftentimes care providers can be a little bit patronizing. Mm-hmm. Usually when people are dealing with any sort of weight issue, they're aware of it. But they're not always aware of the underlying conditions that may be contributing to it. Yes, there's some obvious ones. You know, if your diet's way out of whack and you don't have any balance with exercise, you know, there are definitely things that you can be doing in your lifestyle that may be contributing to it. But there's sometimes genetic factors. There's hormone imbalances that maybe you're not fully in charge of. But if you go see a naturopath like Dr. Mark Stangler, who does see patients remotely, by the way, or go to naturopathic.org and find one in your area, sometimes they're going to be able to dig a little bit deeper and really tackle any hormonal imbalances that may be occurring, like autoimmune conditions too, that may be affecting your weight. And all of those things are really important to consider. So rather than people who are carrying a little extra weight around feeling judged, the key is, what's the cause? Like, what's the cause? And you know, the fact is that we have really been pushing through a pandemic in this country and all over the world, right? That isolation and so many other big issues, and sometimes people's fears and their losses, can lead to people eating emotionally. Maybe people weren't getting out as much because they weren't really supposed to be in public. And all of those things can also have an impact on your weight. Yeah. So there's so many factors here. So there's no judgment here at this table. There's no judgment here on this show. But weight can be a contributing factor not only to like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, but so many other disease states. So the key is find out the underlying causes and do what you can to mitigate those so that you can, you know, so your body can be as healthy as possible. We only get one of these bodies, so we got to do our best to take care of it.
For sure. And, you know, not to digress, but on the last episode, we were talking about adrenals. And again, adrenals balance that cortisol level. So when people are like, why am I gaining so much weight around the midsection? It could be a DHEA issue. It could be an adrenal issue. So just kind of be aware if you are gaining weight like that. And if you're driving through fast food 6 days a week and you're like, I don't know why I'm gaining weight. Maybe we need to do a little bit better on that. So again, eating a balanced diet. You want to avoid high calorie meals, saturated fat, refined carbohydrates. That seems to get us into the most trouble, especially if you have insulin resistance. Your body is holding on to those carbohydrates, you know, such as white bread, white rice, regular pasta and sugars. And that's why some of that weight is creeping up on you. So just kind of be aware, we're not saying don't ever eat a carb again, but if you can, try to lower those, especially right before bed. I think a lot of people, especially if they're trying to lose weight or change their diet, they'll kind of not feel hungry all day, and they'll set the day with good intentions, right? They'll have a couple of healthy snacks, and then by 8:30 at night, they're like, I'm going to eat a submarine sandwich. You know, it's like plan your meals according to how you can handle it. You know, make sure you're getting plenty of fiber in. That fiber counterbalances the effects of, you know, having high carbohydrates. Get in some veggies, you know, and find the ones you like. Just because I may like to eat broccoli doesn't mean Mel likes broccoli. She might like cauliflower. So just because we may like something, find what you like that you can incorporate every single day in, and watch the oils and different things that you're incorporating as well.
Well, yeah. And, you know, there's healthier options out there for oils, too. Like one of my favorites. Now, everybody talks about olive oil, you know, EVOO. But one of my favorites is actually avocado oil. Avocado is like a really good healthy fat, but avocado oil has virtually no flavor. So it doesn't contribute to the overall flavor of what it's being combined with, which is wonderful. It's very buttery. It has a really high cooking point, like a high heat cooking point, which is great because if you want to cook with it, you're not going to have it burning in your house creating smoke.
Rancid.
So the rule has always been, you know, avoid white foods. But the important thing about that is actually avoiding refined white foods. Potatoes in themselves are actually full of nutrients. It's just all the things we put on them that are not so healthy. Cauliflower is great. But again, it's what are you putting on it? I recently started experiencing some blood pressure spikes and had to really take a look at my salt. Now, not everybody with blood pressure issues has a salt intake issue. Some people are salt sensitive, some are not. It is an essential, it is actually an essential electrolyte. So if you are getting too little salt, you're also going to have a problem. But I happen to be married to somebody who is a phenomenal, phenomenal cook. So he has been exploring all these wonderful ways to cook without salt. And there's so many amazing seasoning blends out there. So I'm just saying, like, even if you don't love something, you may be able to find healthier ways to enjoy those or incorporate them into your diet just to create more balance. Shift away from maybe the drive-through if that's your thing, and, you know, try to do some more simple, clean meals at home, and that alone can have a positive impact.
Point out that it's electrolyte. It's not bad. We need it. It's just if you're getting I like that you even mentioned potatoes, Mel, because potatoes, God made potatoes, but he didn't make French fries. So again, we've kind of converted these gifts and nutrients that we can find in nature and find a way to make it interesting. I do love cauliflower pizza. I think it's a great gluten-free alternative. I know with my last name, a lot of Italians are coming at me, but unfortunately for me, I have a little bit of issue with gluten, you know, and I do treat myself to it. But again, it's about that balance we were talking about.
Absolutely. The cool thing is that we are living in a time where food companies are really paying a lot more attention to people who have dietary sensitivities And because of that, it's actually creating so many more healthy options that taste great. I mean, there's things that are like, there's a company out there called Smart Sweets producing candies that are lower in sugar. So, and they look like the ones that are not so good for you. So if you're trying to reduce dietary sugar for your kids, or if you have some insulin issues, it's nice that there may be options if you want a little treat here and there. But again, it's always moderation is the key, and we've all heard it time and again. But it's nice that there's a lot more options available.
So many. And like, we like to call those hacks, because there's little food hacks that you can say. I think the minute you tell somebody they can't ever have anything again, they're like, I'm going to eat 12 of them then, you know, because you feel like things are being taken from you. But if you give somebody an opportunity to just make dietary lifestyle changes in their own way, and at first, you know, we're not asking you to eat like, hey, how about a kale burger? If that's what you want, great. But again, allow yourself those things when you want to have them, because otherwise it becomes this thing, this elusive thing that you shouldn't have. And again, we'll talk more about it. We're going to talk exercise when we come back. We're going to talk toxins, how to use alcohol responsibly. So stick with us, but learn more at foreveryoungradio.com or at emeraldlabs.com. Be right back after the break.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at vitamin shops, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. And, you know, we're enjoying talking to all of you guys today about liver health and how to support your liver, because your liver, again, is one of the main organs in your body, and it's responsible for so much breakdown of toxins and helping your body to remove those toxins and the breakdown of cholesterol. So we've been talking about how to maybe help encourage people to eat a balanced diet, something that might support even keeping and maintaining a healthy weight. But there's so many other things that we need to also think about, including exercise, right, Kel?
That's right. And look, again, we want to exercise as much as we can. It helps burn triglycerides into fuel. It reduces that liver fat. It helps the body to kind of process, you know, the blood proteins and everything that we have in our system each and every day. Again, we talked about the liver has over 500 jobs each and every day. And again, I think it's not only great for the liver, but it's just good for yourself. And we're not talking about if you're not currently exercising. I know that can be daunting, but getting around the neighborhood, taking a walk, you know, taking a bike ride, doing something with your kid at the park, or using that time for you, right? Because I think often all our days are so kind of set. Oh, I got all this to do. I don't know how I'm going to work in exercise and balancing family, kids, and anything else that you're doing in your day to day. So again, making that time more about you, and it's consistency. I'll tell you, if I work out every single day and then I go on vacation and I take a week off, it is so daunting for me to get back into that routine. So whether it's food, whether it's exercise, whether it's alcohol consumption, again, it's doing things in moderation, and then sticking with that plan. But again, everybody's different. So just because I may like doing pickleball or playing tennis or different forms of exercise like that doesn't mean that's what Mel necessarily likes. So find your thing that you like that you can stay consistent with.
Well, and you know, one of my favorite things has always been getting up right when the sun is starting to come up and just going for a walk. Yeah. And just when the world is still kind of quiet, you see some neighbors walking their dogs. I have an awesome dog that loves to go for her walkies. and she's a little old lady, so she needs the walkies. I need the walkies. Yeah. But it's just great because the sky is so beautiful in the mornings. The air is so fresh in the mornings. And, you know, I look at the trees. I look at the birds. I just enjoy the neighborhood. So even if it's not a long walk, you know, just taking a short little stroll is great. And it can also help to boost your endorphins. It can help help you to get some of those feel-good hormones going, too. So it serves multiple purposes.
Yeah, and find a friend to keep you honest. You know, that's one of the things you like to do, walk with a neighbor, or even find a neighbor that's doing a class in your neighborhood or something like that, where, again, you can have that human connection, especially as we're going into the cold and winter months. Maybe you live in a place where you can't go on a walk because it's 10 inches of snow. Yeah, find things and kind of get to plan together in advance so you're not surprised when you can't get out there and you do things. Because, again, exercise, like you said, Mel, with those endorphins, if you're going through seasonal affective disorder because there's such a change in our environment, whether it be the lack of sunlight or colder months ahead, you'll have that plan together. And then I think the next one they recommended was avoid toxins. Well, I wish life was as easy as that. I mean, there's so many toxic chemicals in our food supply that can injure the liver. I mean, you want to try to know a few of them and limit the direct contact with those toxins, especially with cleaning aerosol products in your house, things we're putting in our yard, chemicals and additives. And when you do use aerosols, make sure the room is ventilated, wear a mask, and again, don't smoke. We all kind of know about those things, but there's so many. I think it's 10,000 toxic chemicals are found in our average, you know, food supply, including perchlorates, which are known as rocket fuel. So do your best, buy the best foods you can, but also be careful. And this is really where I want your esthetician area to shine, Melody, is people could be buying creams, lotions, shampoos, body wash that could be having hidden toxins that they don't know about.
Absolutely. Honestly, there's always going to be some scientific names that are included in formulas that maybe you don't quite understand. If there's too many of those, you need to start looking them up. Yeah. And that's the truth, because if you don't understand it, you might not want to be putting it on your skin. There's a lot more simple formulas out there. There's clean formulas out there, and they're not all overpriced. So that is a big deal. And I'm glad that you brought it up, Kelly, because quite frankly, the skin is the largest organ on our body. You know, and it serves as our as a protective barrier to everything on the inside of us. So it is really important that you treat your skin well and look for the cleanest products possible. That can also cut down on sensitivities that people may have. Look for ingredients that you can understand. And if you don't, look them up, because they're not all great.
100%. And especially if you're giving some of these things to your children or grandchildren, really look at those labels. Become a label reader when it comes to that, because their little body already has, you know, all these little bugs and insufficiencies that we see with going to school and being around 30 other kids throughout the day. So make sure that you're not using any of those on the little ones either. And then alcohol. We're not saying never drink alcohol again, but do it in a responsible level. I think during the pandemic, people started being like, hey, who's ready for that 5 o'clock cocktail every day? And we're like, no, that's a little bit too much. So again, be aware of that. Kind of limit the amount of alcohol if you're somebody who's consuming it each and every day. And then medications. We talked about that in the open. There was this wonderful piece that was put out by Anne Louise Gintelman. She's PhD, CNS. And basically, she said frequent use of over-the-counter medications may harm the liver. There was a study she cited of 300 patients by the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center that found that 38% of liver failure cases and 37% of severe liver disease were associated with excessive use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol. Now, before any medication can be effective, it must be processed by the body, and the job falls largely to the liver, explains Anne Louise Gintelman. The more pharmaceuticals we ingest through prescription drugs and over-the-counter remedies, the harder the liver must work. So take prescribed medication only as recommended and consult with your healthcare provider to make sure they are necessary. If you're on one or two, like I have to take Synthroid every day, I've tried everything else, I'm not really worried about that. But if you're on like 10, like the average aging senior, please take a look at that and see if there's another way around it, because 10 pharmaceuticals is a lot for your body to process. We're not telling you not to take pharmaceutical medication. There is a place for it, but kind of watch how many you're taking each and every day, especially if you have liver issues. What do you say, Mel?
Some of these medications that are the worst for your liver are the most commonly taken. So, you know, things like Tylenol, acetaminophen, you should really take it only as needed, but don't take it regularly because that is one of the big liver damagers. Thing is that things like NyQuil and DayQuil contain acetaminophen, also amoxicillin. Now, we talk about antibiotics because antibiotics are so overused in this country. And one of the things that I really like to stand by is there is a place for antibiotics. It should be like sort of the last thing that you resort to. If you need it, and if you need it timely, take it when you need it. But it shouldn't be the first thing that you run to, because what ends up happening is you end up getting antibiotic resistance. And then when you really need it for a severe infection that you can't ward off with any other means, your body's just not going to basically respond to it as well. Another thing we've talked about in past shows, because it's actually something that also depletes the bones, is anti-seizure medications. Now, people need to be on these things, but if you have to be on an anti-seizure medication, you also need to really consider supporting not only your bones, but your liver as well. And then, you know, there's a ton of these that are problematic, but one of the ones that's also difficult on the body is Seroquel. And that's, you know, a pretty common antipsychotic, antidepressant. These medications, you know, can block bile from being able to leave the liver. And that can cause a condition known as drug-induced cholestasis. Now, I may have mispronounced that, but basically it can cause an issue for your liver, which causes issues for the rest of your body. So just make sure if you are prescribed these medications, we're not suggesting, oh, don't take that, especially if you're on an antidepressant that you need at this time, or an antipsychotic. Yeah. Take the medication if it's important for you to take it, but also feed your liver. Do your liver a favor. Make sure that you're nourishing it and giving back to it, because even things like statin drugs, and there's a lot of people on statins. So, you know, these are really important things to consider.
Some signs your liver may need some love. So if you've recently noticed any of the following symptoms, you could be suffering from impaired liver function: bloating and gas and constipation. That's a large percent of the population. Acid reflux and heartburn, skin and or eyes that are yellowish, often sometimes jaundice, the inability to lose weight, high blood pressure, moodiness, anxiety, a dark urine, rosacea, skin challenges. Again, that liver is like, you know, supposed to be a screen door of what's keeping you come, you know, the things that are coming in and out, dumping what you need, dumping what you don't need, chronic fatigue, excessive sweating, you bruise easily and have a poor appetite. So again, we'll put some of these on the website for you to check out. You can either do it at foreveryoungradio.com or at emeraldlabs.com under the educational pieces. But again, be aware of some of these things that could be a liver leecher instead of a liver lover. So you can kind of get yourself set up for the cold and winter months ahead and year round. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break to discuss more on your health.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
So, Kelly, we've been talking about some signs that your liver may love and ways that we can also support the liver, you know, like easing up on medication, exercising, doing our best to avoid the many, many, many toxins that we are exposed to, you know, the obvious, maintain a healthy weight and cutting back on alcohol. But we also have other things that we can do, like supporting the liver with well-researched herbs and supplements. And that's something that over at Emerald Labs, they specialize in, and there's many formulas available that were created clinically by Dr. Mark Stengler. They're the same formulas he's using clinically with his patients. But one of the most powerful ingredients that you can use to support your liver is Cetria L-glutathione. There are several forms of glutathione available out on the market, but traditional oral glutathione sometimes does not make it through the whole digestive process to be absorbed as glutathione. Glutathione is a polypeptide that's made up of three different amino acids, L-glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. And conventional oral glutathione tends to break apart into those separate amino acids when it hits stomach acid, which makes it really difficult to absorb any of it as whole glutathione. So Cetria has a proprietary process to maintain the integrity and bioavailability of their L-glutathione, and this provides clinically proven absorption. So before the Cetria L-glutathione was available, Dr. Stengler used to only give it to his patients as an injectable. So he would give them intravenous L-glutathione to help increase their L-glutathione levels. So the thing is that L-glutathione is like a master antioxidant, and it's extremely liver protective. It plays a crucial role in the breakdown and removal of environmental toxins, food additives, pesticides, all that that we went over. And cellular waste, which is a byproduct of metabolism, it also helps the body detox from excess hormones, and it helps the liver to break down even things like chemotherapy drugs. So if you are on chemotherapy, obviously you do need to follow a different regimen. This is may not be something that you want to take right away. You should really work with your specialist, your oncologist, to make sure that the timing is right, but maybe on the back end, something like L-glutathione may help you. So there are many things that L-glutathione is good for. And the other great thing is, too, is it actually recharges all other antioxidants, including vitamin C, vitamin E, and CoQ10, which is an enzyme found in the energy-producing mitochondria of all cells. So L-glutathione is very, very powerful. And over at Emerald, Cetria L-glutathione is available in a clinical standalone. But in addition to that, there's another great formula, the liver health. Kelly, do you want to share a little bit more on that?
When I was sharing with you my blood levels in the opening, the ASH and the AST with developing fatty liver, the first thing I did is I went and did the liver health by Emerald Labs. I mean, again, I like things that can work synergistically. That's who I am. And I don't want to take a million pills a day. I don't have it in me. I'll get down the 20 I need each day, you know, to make sure I'm, you know, filling those nutritional gaps. Maybe if I have a stressful day, if I'm not feeling my best, maybe my autoimmune situation's making me tired. So I'm so impressed with liver health because it's been around a long time. But again, you're adding things like super silymarin milk thistle, European extract. We have laboratory verified 6 isomers of silymarin. And I'll let you rattle off all those because Rick Simpson would normally do it when you guys had your Crossroads of Health. And I just remember in like 2014, I think it was, when he started sharing with all those different isomers and different values of it. And I'm like, how does he even remember all that? But then it made me go down the PubMed tunnel to start researching some of this stuff because I was so fascinated by it. And again, Mel, if you want to pick up on it, you probably know way more than I do about it, but it's expensive to use high quality ingredients like they do at Emerald Labs.
Oh, it really is. It's about twice as much as just a regular old milk thistle. And that's really important to note. Like this European extract, it has 6 psili isomers. So you can think of that as the psili isomers. So the silymarin. So it's psilibinin A, psilibinin B, isosilibinin A, isosilibinin B, psilocrystin, and psilodianin as well. But it is about twice as much as standard milk thistle that is not tested on all 6 isomers. So again, that's really important to look out for. And the other great thing is that over at Emerald, there is a straight European milk thistle extract available as well. So if you're just looking for that single ingredient nutrition, you can go that way as well. But yeah, there's also some other special ingredients in this formula. And one of my favorites is the Mariva turmeric root extract. And that's included in any one of their formulas that really needs to address inflammatory factors in the body. The fact is that a lot of people take turmeric, and it's also something that's phenomenal for the immune system. But again, turmeric is one of those things that doesn't survive well in the digestive process if it's not blended with a fat. So there are other forms of turmeric available on the market that do what's called like a lecithin blending, where they do blend it with a fat and they can get up to about a 10 times yield. But this specialty ingredient is produced by a company that does what they call embedding in a lipid matrix. And what that has proven is 29 times higher absorption than other standard forms of turmeric. So it really literally is the highest absorption turmeric on the market that we are aware of today. And that's extremely important. So you're going to find that this is in the liver health, again, another great standalone. So if you need a turmeric root as a standalone, that's also available. So we've got like the milk thistle as a standalone. We've got Mariva as a standalone, but again, synergistically combined in the liver health.
Now, the one thing people don't hear a lot about is the artichoke extract, clinical dose of 250 milligrams to support the biliary system, you know, antioxidant activity, liver protective, bile enhancing, and lipid lowering promotion of bile flow. But the bile that your liver produces helps to remove dangerous toxins and digest fat. So the artichokes also contain the flavonoid silymarin, which you talked about. I'm thinking that's where the isomers come from when we're talking about those 6-mel.
Our liver is responsible for manufacturing about a quart a day of bile to meet our digestive requirements. I mean, a quart. You think about people who drink a quart of milk or have a quart of orange juice or whatever in their fridge. That's a lot. It's a big, big job. And, you know, it's secreted into your small intestines. Again, it emulsifies fats, fat-soluble vitamins. It helps to improve overall absorption. And any interference with this healthy bile flow, like we talked about with, you know, prescription meds, can cause a huge myriad of immediate digestive orders, including, like we said, bloating. So there's a lot of things that having an unhealthy liver can affect. It can also affect your gallbladder. Your gallbladder stores bile as well. So it's really really essential for detoxification. And again, that's the major job of the liver. It's got 500 jobs, but it all ties into detoxification.
Yeah. And I think the old school way of really looking at it was, it's time to spring clean the body with detoxification. Well, you should be detoxing every day, slow and low. That's how I kind of look at it. That's why I use the Liver Health by Emerald Labs. I'll also dabble with this diet and super cleanse sometime, depending on where I'm at, if I've had a lot of stress, if I've put myself in a position. So, I mean, there's wonderful things that you can go and check out to be able to support the liver, in addition to making those dietary changes that we referenced on this show. We're not saying just take a supplement and call it a day. You have to drink water. Water pushes out a lot of these toxins from the system. You urinate it out, right? So if you're like, well, it's not summer, I don't really want to drink water, you need to make sure that you're getting a good amount of water in each and every day, eliminating some of those foods we talked about that can maybe just make it a lot harder, maybe limiting the amount of medications, working with your doctor or your healthcare provider to kind of figure out, do I really need all these or some of these other ones I can make dietary? And then, you know, if you do want to take these, you know, really good doctor formulated supplements, it's super easy. You just go to emeraldlabs.com. There's over 100 different products to choose from, depending on the situation that you're trying to maybe manage or do a little bit better in your life. And then again, because they're a great partner in health, they give you 10% off every day. And then if you use the code FOREVER for this show, you get 20% off in addition to that. Appreciate you so much, Mel. You always do the heavy lifting when we do these shows together. And I hope people will walk away learning to love their liver.
Well, I just love being here. And I hope that everybody out there just has a happy and beautiful day.
If you want to learn more about fatty liver disease, we didn't really spend a lot of time on it. There's a wonderful article at our website under foreveryoungradio.com that Dr. Mark has put out. Please go and check that out. It goes more in depth about foods. It talks about the insulin connection. And just a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more about your health. That does it for our show. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.